administration and the community around Yole Primary School in Ibiliaki Sub-County, Terego District want the district leaders and the private sector to find a lasting solution to the water crisis affecting the school. The school's source of water, a motorized water system previously supplying the school and the neighboring community, has broken down after it was struck by lightning. Jeffrey Mpale files from Terego.
Early in the morning, prep lessons on Friday were postponed. The pupils continued to wash the VIP latrines constructed by UNICEF past 8:30 a.m. when normal lessons were supposed to begin. The secret behind the delay, according to Milka Maliko, a P1 teacher from Yole Primary School, is trekking long distance in search of surface water from Abarigoa Valley, 1.5 kilometers away.
He started looking for water. We went to fetch water down there at the Abarigoa Spring. So the water is surface water. Me, as a teacher, it will affect me. I will report late because it will also affect the learners. Like yesterday, the learners were moving along the quarter looking for drinking water.
Simon Bileni, a church teacher in the neighboring Nombokoro Church of Uganda Parish, currently depending on water from O2 River, believes failure to find a solution may affect the operation of church activities. A Reverend Sarah Geoffrey, the project chairperson of the school, describes the situation as the worst crisis that has hit the school.
Pupils in the primary school are not even drinking water. Toilets are dirty. We are requesting government or politicians to come and help us to solve this problem.
The head teacher of the school, Edith Amako, explained that they will be forced to use VIP latrines constructed by the district instead of those constructed by UNICEF, which operate using water. As they engage a technical person to estimate the cost required to fix the damages caused.
Every morning we use water to wash the toilet facilities, and the water is also used in toilets. Minus water, it is going to be a very big problem on us. Definitely, we are going to close the toilets because they cannot do without water.
The teacher in charge of water, Ronald Bada, suspected that lightning struck the water pump worth selling 8 million whose lightning arrestor was stolen last year.
We found that there is a power here, but the water could not be pumped into the tanks.
The person who came to check this thing told me it may be a problem from the main source down there. So we are now thinking it is that problem causing everything.
Lekuru Lilian, chairperson of the Water User Committee, tasked UNICEF to reconsider drilling their own borehole for the project so that the community borehole, the motorized without consultation, cannot limit them without an alternative.